Welcome to step number 23, our climbing towards the Easter victory through the desert of prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving. The Lord is with you. Today, we are invited to do battle with our weapons of prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving against two sins against the Holy Spirit. Two sins against the Holy Spirit, as revealed in the liturgy of the word today, Jeremiah 7:23-28. Since the time I removed them from Egypt, I've been sending them prophets. I've been sending them my servants. I've been talking to them to change their hearts, to change their way, but they will not listen to me. Their hearts are closed, rejecting a very clear truth. Negating a very clear proof, hardening your heart against repentance, blocking your ears against the voice of reason, seeing clearly that you are in error. Somebody is suffering. Your family is in shambles. The country, the people are suffering. You adamantly remain hard against or in what you are doing. Even though the walls speak and you hear them, even the birds sing, if you see the sign of the time, you close your heart, you remain adamant, you block your ears, you continue in the yoke you are living with. You don't abandon that relationship. You don't begin to change your attitude towards your husband or your wife. You block your mind towards your children or your parents. You keep constantly in your hide and seek, sin against the Holy Spirit, to reject, to harden your heart against the voice of God, against the clamoring of conscience. One. Second sin against the Holy Spirit, which we must fight against today. In the Gospel of Luke chapter 11, 14 to 23, Jesus expelled the evil spirit in a man, and he began to talk. And they said, oh, this man is doing it because he's possessed too. He's through the power of Beelzebul. Envy against other person's spiritual gifts. This is a malady that is every day in the church, in the society. My brother has gifts. My brother has a grace in his life, or sister. Instead of we thank God for him, I keep on my own also, because everybody has a blessing. Some are gifted in some things more than the other. What I do is I begin to talk against him. I begin to fabricate a lie, rumor, so that he'll be painted black. I fight against him. Envy of other person's spiritual gift. Terrible sin against the Holy Spirit. And these things Jesus said, they will not be forgiven. That is to say, unless you change your heart. Unless you change your heart, there's no sin that is not forgiven. The only sin that cannot be forgiven is the sin you do not recognize, and the one you fail to confess and recognize as your sin. That's the only one that is not forgiven. As you march forward with the weapons of prayer, fasting, and thanksgiving today, listen to the voice of the conscience. Praise God for other people in your heart, in your life. Thank God for them. Come out of your indifference. Come out of your egoism, your selfishness. Come out of your pride. Recognize the voice of God. Make a turn. And praise God for somebody else. Do penitence against what you have said against somebody today. For what you have said against somebody. Knowing full well that it is a lie, but because of envy. On this Eucharist Thursday, as you worship before the Eucharist, before Jesus in the Blessed Eucharist, as you do reparation for the divisions and envy and the fight in the church, even against the consecrated and end, receive the blessed Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.